We're going to be talking about burnout today. This is why it's important. There are so many important things to do for God. And we are asked to do so many things. And all of them can seem very important. Sometimes we might just be tempted to believe that we are the best or the only person who can do the job or do the job correctly. Sometimes we don't want people to mess up our thing, so it's just easiest to do it ourselves. Sometimes we're afraid of what will happen if we let a responsibility go and allow someone else to do it. Sometimes we're motivated out of a desire to keep people happy. Sometimes we're just really passionate about our ministry and we're excited to see what God is doing. There are just so many important things to do for God. Another thing to think about is you have been identified, recruited, and discipled as leaders in women's ministry. So you don't end up in track 6 of a biblical counseling conference in the women's ministry track if you're not already active in leadership in some way. And sometimes that word leader can be kind of daunting and it kind of tangles us up. It's hard to say no when somebody has invested in you. And you're like, yes, I was trained, I'm capable, here's a need, I see that you have a need. When all that work has gone into prepare you for usefulness, you almost feel like you need to say yes to every opportunity that comes around. When you add that to the fact that we are women and we have a lot of responsibilities, there is a lot of things to be considered. Knowing what to do with the limited amount of time we have is crucial because you know what? We cannot do everything. I was really struggling my first year after leaving Vision of Hope to like sort through stuff. And my sister was telling me about this Janet Parshall radio program she had listened to. And she said in that program, we have to remember as women, you can have it all. You just can't have it all at the same time. And that was really helpful because we live in this go-getter world where we have been invested in and where everyone is educated and very gifted. And we think, there's a billion things to accomplish. Let's do them all now. And that's not necessarily what God's time frame would be. So we're going to talk about this topic of burnout in light of Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. So let me read that to you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. When you read a passage like that, you're like, how could I possibly say no to Jesus? He wants me to use my time wisely. But sometimes you miss that the end of that passage says this. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. It may not actually be the will of the Lord for you to do everything you are presented. Shocking. There's some other passages like Psalm 39, 4 through 5. Oh Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. And John 9, 4, we must work the works of him who sent us while it's day. Night is coming when no one can work. But remember that all of Scripture needs to support each passage that we read. And the whole weight of the Bible needs to be able to stand on that verse. It says, we need to walk in wisdom, not just walk fast. So we need to make sure we're thinking through our options carefully, like Psalm 90, verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And Colossians 4, 5, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of time. We don't want to just have frantic lives. We do want to cross the finish line running, but we don't want to fall across the finish line frantically dying. I've heard it said that God gives us all the time we need to get the things done in a day that he wants to get done. So we may have a list of what we think needs to get done. God has prepared the exact amount of energy and focus and priority to get done what he has said is important to get done. So one of my concerns as a mentor to younger women and a friend to older women is that when we are thinking about ministry as women, we are thinking about years of faithful ministry instead of just 1 year long bursts. And for one, it's too expensive to train people to know how to do their job to have them quit after 1 year. Expensive financially, expensive in all ways. But also, God has huge value on staying power faithfulness. He wants faithfulness in 50-year terms, faithfulness in 60-year terms, not just like, yeah, I did that stint for 2 years, now let's go try something new. Galatians 6:9 says, it is important to not grow weary of doing good. So my hope is that we will be able to get some good tools to talk about how to sort through responsibilities to help us make some decisions that have staying power, not fizzling out. So let's look at what burnout is. And I'll share the irony with you with this. The first time I ever taught this, I taught it kicking and screaming, like crying, I can't do this. Because this group really, really wanted me to teach this topic. And I was like, I am really, really not qualified to teach you about burnout because I am struggling right now. And they're like, we feel that the Lord really wants us to learn from you about this topic. So I researched it and I was so thankful that this group was so pushy and needed it to be done. And this content just helped me to sort through some kinks. So let's look at what is the cycle of burnout, because it's more than just some nebulous, floaty, psychological term. It is more than fatigue. So when you're tired, if you take a nap, you feel better. It is more than stress, because if you're stressed and you finish your project, then you're done being stressed. And it is more than depression, because when you're depressed or discouraged, if you can just get a little bit of hope, you can see your way to kind of swim through the project. Instead, burnout is more like a midlife crisis at any age, grief, like the death of dreams or the death of hope, the death of purpose, the death of life, energy, and it's more like being despondent and cynical, which is not a good combination. As true burnout sets in, relationships and dreams that once brought excitement and energy now just feel like disappointments as soon as they're experienced, leading you to begin resenting the people in your life and their endless expectations on you. With burnout, you experience a level of cynicism that isn't present in fatigue, stress, or even depression. In burnout, you feel that nothing you try will even come close to producing the joy you used to experience. And in burnout, caring begins to feel like a necessary enemy that leaves you exhausted and empty. So interestingly enough, burnout, a topic that almost seems so elusive and hard to understand, it actually follows a very clear pattern of progression. So A, learn, and B, evaluate. Okay? What is the cycle of burnout? Number one is caring. If you are not passionate about life, you will never experience burnout. So if you don't ever want to experience burnout, don't be passionate about life. If you're experiencing burnout, it's a sign that you have an overdeveloped yet underprotected strength. You care about stuff. God wants us to be really passionate about living for Him and leaving a mark on the world for God's kingdom in whatever sphere of influence you have. It's really good that we care. If we didn't care, life would just be like endless monotony. So caring leads to unfocused and unrealistic discipline. One of the things that's hard, especially for women who are in leadership and ministry, is that every good opportunity is not necessarily God's will for your life. Generally, those with God-given leadership qualities are the ones that struggle with burnout. All of you in this room. They have many gifts and many talents, and lots of people can see many ways that their gifts and talents could be used. It's really tempting to make all that affirmation a drug for our idol-producing hearts. So with many gifts and many opportunities, we are very likely to say yes way more than we should. And we end up with our energies, gifts, and talents very unfocused, like pinging all over the place. And as a result, our discipline is very unrealistic, which ultimately leads to the next part of the cycle, fatigue. Energies that are not focused and discipline that is unrealistic will only lead to exhaustion. This kind of schedule is unsustainable in the long run. And we're going to see this in a minute with the story of Moses and Jethro. But there is a quote that I put up here because I didn't want to have to repeat it 25 times. If something becomes a way of life and is not sustainable, then it is not good, no matter how necessary it may be. That is by Brad Hamrick in the little booklet Burnout, Resting in God's Fairness. It's a super good booklet. Very, very helpful. An unsustainable life causes exhaustion to grow, and you have to find ways to stimulate to continue to perform. So sadly, usually our energy and strength are never really replenished. And as a result, the core of the person